Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skytera Wellness. You've been too busy and not taking care of yourself? It's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today with two of my favorite people on the planet. It's fair to say, favorite people on the planet, Lindsay Ford and Mitchell Wendling.
Woo!
Yeah.
How's it going, Lindsay?
It's great.
Yeah, you made it back on. I'm so glad you came out of retirement.
I know I'm back. I couldn't resist.
Thanks for being here. And Mitchell, you always love being in the podcast booth, so welcome.
It's been a hot minute, but I'm back.
Yeah, we got you back as well. And for our listeners who have visited us on campus, you know it can be difficult to get Lindsay, Mitchell, and myself and our executive producer all in the same room at once. So we're so excited to spend some time with you today. And what we've been hearing a lot about is guests missing something in their life. And they're coming to campus and they're asking a lot of questions about this one thing. Mitchell, what have you been hearing? Do you know the one thing that I've been hearing?
Does that have to do with strength training?
Strength training. I think with the pandemic, with everything we've all faced in the last year, today's episode, we're going to talk about why strength training is what you've been missing. And this isn't just us saying it. It's the high number of folks are coming in here looking for guidance around strength training, trying to figure out a routine that's going to work with their life. And I don't know about you, Mitchell or Lindsay, but it's remarkable what people can do in a week's time here.
It's true. We've got somebody here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have probably...
We have more than one person here, just so our listeners know. It's been super busy. It's been great.
We've got one guest.
We have more than one guest. Yeah. So who are you thinking of?
So I'm thinking of a guest that's in our Lose Smart program, and she's never worked out a day in her life. And
not one day?
Not one day. Wow. Like, she just was very clear, like, I've not done this before. And just was like, I'm going to be very patient with myself. Yeah. I'm not going to expect anything huge.
Yeah.
And she's also coming into the program being on insulin. So she's type 2 diabetic. About a year and a half ago, she was hospitalized. That's a hard word to say.
It is.
Yep. And it was because her blood sugars were over 600.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So a lot going on.
A lot going on health-wise.
Working towards managing blood sugars better. And so what's been going on with her?
Yeah. So she comes here for 1 week, very little expectations, being patient with herself. And she was able to gain 3.8 pounds of muscle and lose roughly 6 pounds of fat. Now, when she got on the scale...
Whoa.
After 1 week, which is part of the rescreening process specifically for Lose Smart, she was actually feeling a little defeated because the number didn't move. It actually went up.
The weight didn't change much.
No, it actually went up half a pound. And so she's like, what the heck? Like, she just, you know, it just threw her a little curveball. Well, once she actually looked at the numbers, she was just amazed and thrilled.
Yeah, I remember this. We, as part of our Lose Smart program, we do a huddle every week. And so in the Lose Smart program, there's 6 to 8 guests here at any time participating in the program. And I remember just going through this with the group and everybody was amazed and gained a better understanding of this muscle increase and this fat loss without the weight change.
Yeah. And can I just add one more thing?
Well, yeah.
She's in her third week.
Okay.
And she is off insulin.
Ooh. Entirely? Like, not on insulin?
At least as of right now.
So
at
cool.
our program. So she's been working with her doctor at home and just staying in touch with me, Teresa. Teresa's a nurse. And so she's just keeping an eye on her blood sugars and she is not on insulin right now.
Pretty incredible, huh, Mitchell?
I think so.
And yeah, I think part of amazing. That has to do with strength training.
Definitely. And I saw this in our virtual program that we did in February. We had another guest similar, always actually does a lot of walking, eats pretty healthy, but wasn't doing strength training. She started the virtual program, which involves strength training 3 days a week. And after a week's time, her blood sugars dropped by like 20 to 30 on an average change.
Dang.
Yeah, so she was around 140 and went to 110 after just 1 week of strength training.
That's super cool.
Mm. Yeah, it's cool. Mitchell, how about you? You've been working here for quite some time. You know, what's been your experience? Any guests that come to mind?
Yeah, one jumps off the page.
Literally off the page.
Right.
Nice. Right. Nice, yeah.
She's that cool.
Yeah. So we had a woman here that when I first started here just under 2 years ago, I saw her And, you know, just looking at her, I was like, oh, she's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
And then she just visited again recently, and I was like, wow, she's in really good shape. And I sat down and did a planning session with her, and she's been here a couple times. So, the you know, at the very bottom, it kind of shows you your composition history, showing your weight, your muscle mass, and your body fat.
You're talking about within the in-body
Correct. Scan
sheet. Okay.
So just over the couple times, you can see it's kind of been a linear progression, all the numbers going the right way. And she's like, you wouldn't believe what I looked like before you started here. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, ask Jeff and Lindsay.
Ooh, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah. And so I went on the InBody. I print off like her very first InBody when she came here, probably what, three and a half years ago before I started. Yeah. And I was blown away.
Just shocked.
I mean, from then to now, you know, over 60 pounds of weight loss, but a lot of that was mainly body fat, muscle mass staying pretty much the exact same.
Virtually the same, slightly down, like if anything, but not much at all. Huh?
Yeah, not much at all.
Wow.
You know, over three and a half years, just a nice, slow and steady progression of the numbers, which was awesome.
Now Lindsay and I know this guest really well. We've known her for quite some time. She's just so incredible. And I don't know if you remember this one, Lindsay, but I don't think she liked fitness that much. I don't think she was that into it.
No, she really wasn't. I think it took her a while to build the confidence and just start to cheat. But now she loves it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she genuinely loves it.
Yeah. What's she doing? Orange Theory? Is that her main mode these days?
Yeah, she said she was going two or three times a week before COVID. Now not so much, but she's finding other ways to keep busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, incredible stories. I think it's so cool to come at the angle of folks who have maybe not been in love with exercise or fitness before, and for them to see how much of an impact that strength training can specifically make. And I think where we want to start today is talking about what makes strength training hard. Because of the components of fitness, like mobility, stretching, walking, cardio, like all of these components, to plug them into a week is difficult. But I think it's fair to say that strength training is sometimes the hardest to get in there. What do you think's made it hard this last year, Lindsay, specifically to do strength training?
Not having access to a gym.
Are you talking about the pandemic?
Yeah, I'm talking about the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then when people wanted to go online and maybe purchase dumbbells or whatnot, wasn't there like this big trend of them like not even being like, people couldn't even buy them? People were trying to create. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to create home gyms.
I think Mitchell was trying to help out our Embrace program with the dumbbell orders. And wasn't there like price gouging going on with dumbbell orders?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it.
Oh my gosh. So Mitchell, what else? So obviously the pandemic, access to equipment became difficult because people are trying to do workouts at home. What else do you think makes strength training hard for folks to do?
Like at home specifically?
Just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say at home, I know it's a lot of times I've talked to people who they're using the same space for multiple activities.
Yeah.
So it's hard for them to get in that mode to work out when it's the same space they're eating in or sitting in. Or
I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Almost like you need a separate space at home if you are going to do strength training at home.
Yeah. I don't think people know what to do either.
Exactly.
They're not necessarily confident without somebody looking at them, cueing them, what weights to use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of components of fitness, it's a confusing one. And I think when you think about strength training, what's so hard is folks have a lot of injuries too, where they have a lot of pain. And to your point, knowing which exercises aren't going to cause more pain but are long-term going to help that person is so important. And sometimes it's just not knowing what exercises are right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's so much out there too. You know, people know that this doesn't feel good for the body, so they need an alternative, so they can Google search at YouTube or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be eight different people saying eight different things, saying you should never do this, but you should always do this. The next person's contradicting that right away.
100%.
Yeah.
And so it's just just confusing from the jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
a
minefield.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of our listeners might be women, just throwing it out there.
Are they?
Well, I'm going to guess.
I think they are. Yeah. So head sky terror, we get more women than males.
And I think there's also this idea of it's going to make me big. It's going to make me swole.
The bulk factor.
Which I actually think is, you know, awesome to be able to build muscle. But I think there is just misinformation on like the female body. Physically capable. I mean, some can get extremely muscular, but that takes, I mean, you're basically an elite athlete at that point.
It takes a specific type of training. And I think this is why strength training is hard to do, because there's confusion. It's hard. There's some fears as well. So the confusion, the fears, and then you couple that with a pandemic and not being able to go places to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, it's a recipe for strength training not being in your routine.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Yep.
So would you guys think it's fair to say, like, if you were to do a form of fitness with a group of people or with someone else, like, why is strength training, and Lindsay, you've been, you do your strength training around other people for the most part. Why do you think strength training is important to do around other people?
I personally find it very motivating. If I'm by myself, I can easily convince myself, we're good. We're fine. I don't need to add more weight on. When I'm around other people, I just naturally want to push myself more. And I think there's something to be said about even helping someone else, where you can spot them, you can help, you know, get weights. Like, I just think it's way more fun with someone else.
It's almost like there's more feedback and more motivation is what I hear you saying.
Yeah.
Mitchell, you want to add to that from a standpoint of accountability? Like, what's different about a group or having a trainer?
Yeah, I mean, having that accountability partner, whether it is a friend, family member, trainer, is huge. Simply from what Lindsay said, having someone to push you, even if it's 5 pounds more than what you would normally do by yourself, is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lindsay said, it's like super easy to talk yourself out of it when you're by yourself.
Definitely. And sometimes when you're by yourself, it can get pretty monotonous or boring. You know, you get stuck in your same ways. Whereas if Jeff and I went to go work out, Jeff's like, hey, check this thing out. I want you to try this. I've never seen them.
Because you know how I am about programming.
Oh my gosh. Don't get him started.
Jeff, we can do a whole podcast.
Jeff has to write the workout. That's how it works.
I can't even write a workout at home because it's like, ugh. I'm like, dude, come on.
Hey, do people complain about our workouts at Skaterra Wellness? I think they enjoy our workouts for the most part.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that accurate? Is that an accurate statement?
Jeff, do you want me to tell you you're right?
We'll save that for off air.
My goodness.
Yeah. All right, cool. So we've covered what makes strength training hard. I think there was a lot in there. It's confusing. It's hard when you don't have equipment, you know, finding that space at home. Now where I want to head with this, Lindsay and Mitchell, is why is strength training important? You know, we've shared some stories about the long-term change that we've seen in guests. We've shared the blood sugar changes that individuals receive by putting strength training into their life. So, Lindsay, from the nutrition angle here, how does strength training help someone with their nutrition?
So I'll start off with the blood sugar. I am going to go back to that because the way strength training works is, from a physiological perspective, you're using stored glycogen to push through some. So that's basically stored carbohydrates, stored energy in your body and your muscles.
So to be clear, it's stored energy in your muscles when you do a certain type of fitness.
And especially strength training, because you're pushing weight, you're exerting yourself in a very short period of time. And so the fuel source your body's more prone to use would be this stored glycogen, because it can be utilized more quickly.
Yeah.
Which then means your body gets better at literally using carbs for fuel. So for anyone that is concerned with blood sugars, fasting blood sugars, just blood sugars throughout the day, insulin resistance, strength training makes you more insulin sensitive.
100%.
Which is super positive for just overall health and well-being.
So by contracting the muscles, it basically improves our body's ability to metabolize carbs. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's huge.
That's pretty much a game changer.
Yeah. I think it's also important to note there, where when we deplete glycogen, that allows our body to then burn and tap into fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then with women, you know, once they hit, let's just say, menopause, estrogen drops.
Okay.
And so the reason why I bring that up is because estrogen is very protective for the bone.
Oh.
And so to prevent osteoporosis, strength training actually becomes really, really key for women that are definitely in, I'd say, just anything
postmenopausal.
Yeah, intra and postmenopausal, where, you know, when that estrogen starts to drop.
Okay. So hormonally, if we do strength training as we're aging, specifically for females, that's going to help with bone health.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mitchell, How does cardio get in the way of strength training? I think we talked a little bit about why it's important. It's important for improving insulin sensitivity, so our body's ability to metabolize. And then second, this bone health thing. I see a lot of folks falling into this trap of doing cardio and that getting in the way of them building muscle. So you want to elaborate on cardio and how that happens?
Yeah, I think when we want to see body composition changes, you know, increase our muscle mass, decrease our fat loss, a lot of individuals are going to prioritize cardio over the strength training, just probably because it's easier to do. You know, you don't need as much guidance. Everyone either knows how to walk, run, bike, et cetera.
Or they think they do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But in reality, when we do too much cardio, it can actually inhibit our muscle growth, especially if we're doing too much of intense cardio or that middle, that mushy middle, as we call it, that long, steady state type of cardio for long periods of time. So in reality, strength training, you can get your cardio benefits through strength training, believe it or not. There's a couple ways to go about that. And then you're going to get the most bang for your buck while strength training as well. So you're going to build the muscle as well as decrease that fat loss at the same time, as opposed to where cardio, more often than not, you're not necessarily going to be building muscle.
Yeah.
Can you lose fat? Yes. You can also lose muscle doing cardio, which when strength training is not necessarily the case.
Yeah. Yeah. With cardio, it's expending energy. You're depleting just energy in general. With strength training, it's kind of a different mechanism that gives your body way different things.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it's a good point to make sure that you're creating a balance between cardio and strength and not doing what you're saying, that long, mushy middle on the same days that you're strength training.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you've been in the strength training world for quite some time now. I know you do some strength training at home as well when we can't switch off in going to the gym. How have you seen, like, you keeping up with strength training, like, not only, like, in your shoes, how has it impacted your life, like your daily living? And then how about with our guests? Do you see like strength training making a difference in their daily living?
Yeah. I mean, personally, I've really, if anything, I just try to maintain what I've got.
Yeah.
Especially since having Mia.
Yeah. You mean like having a baby changes your life?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
100. I will say that having the physical strength has been super helpful just to keep up with her.
Yeah.
Being able to hold her, being able to get up and off the ground.
Mitchell, she might be faster than you.
Mm.
Who, me or Mia?
Mia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's huge. I think so when I think of our guests, just quality of life, being able to play with their grandkids, being able to do the things they want to do, even have the strength to do some of the cardio. I think that's one of the things is that if people want to go on a hike, you know, there's a degree of strength that
there's like
can be there.
You need to be strong to go hiking. You need to be strong to do anything in life. I think it's a good point to make that relationship with cardio, and that it helps you do those longer duration activities. Mitchell, you work around the guests a lot more than me these days. Strength training, how have you seen it impact our guests' daily living activities?
I mean, you see it every single week. You know, people come in here or guests come in here that maybe haven't done something in a long time or have struggled getting off the ground. Kind of like Lindsay said, struggle picking up their grandkids. And I just had a guest the other day. We literally worked on getting off the ground.
Nice.
From a lying position
for
30 minutes.
That's how super cool.
How'd they do with it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
And the thing was, he was.
Oh, this. I know what you're talking about, because I remember you reminded me of this session. This guest came in with neuropathy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so already balance being tough.
Right. And the thing was, they knew that they didn't know they could already do it. The thing was, they just needed someone to basically show them that they already had that strength for it. But now that they're in the program working on their strength, it's only becoming easier.
That's
so
cool.
Each and every day.
And this guest, I've seen a complete transformation in a week time.
Huge.
Like, oh my gosh, the first strength training class last Tuesday. And then just seeing how much this individual is doing is absolutely amazing. And I think to what Mitchell just said, the missing factor that we haven't hit on hard here is why is strength training is important? It gives you confidence.
Mm.
Gives you confidence to do those things that you want to do. And
move heavy weight.
Yeah.
Wow.
All
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Lindsay getting inspirational. The Inspired Intentions podcast.
Lightweight.
Last thing I just want to add, and then we'll move on to help you listeners at home how to make this simple, because that's the key with this. I remember this guest. This was when we were at our past Catatoga property. So when we were at the old property. And Connect is one of those classes where guests who aren't super strong are fearful of, because they know the class is all on the ground. So I remember this guest, she was staying with us 2 weeks. She came in and it was her first week of Connect class. I remember leading her first Connect and she's like, oh, is it okay if I use a chair? You know, sort of kind of embarrassed. I was like, of course it's okay. We're going to develop strength, you know, use the chair as much as you need it. And then I bet you as your time goes through here, you do the program, things are going to change. So that first week she used the chair. That was her support. She was building up strength, getting acclimated to the program. This was the tail end of the second week. It was a Wednesday. She came into Connect class, and I happened to be teaching this day. She went down on the floor completely without the chair. Nobody was noticing, but this was a big Connect class. Others, of course, had noticed the previous week of her using the chair. And our guests are so encouraging to one another. Oh. I mean, it's
encouraging.
Incredible. Encouraging? Did I say that right?
That Boston accent came out
a little. So it was about 10 days later. She's been doing some strength training, mobility, yoga, eating healthy, walking. And so it's Wednesday. She goes into the class. Nobody notices. She gets down on the ground. It's the end of the class. She gets entirely back up. Mm. And I just remember in the old yurt, all the guests who were in that class that day started clapping for her. Started just clapping. And the room kind of erupted with like just a camaraderie for what she had accomplished. And I think that's the heart of why strength training is important, because it allows you to live your life.
Powerful.
It allows you to do the things you want to do. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and help everybody out at home now how to make it simple, because strength training is not simple. So here's our solution today. Let's go back and forth here. Mitchell, you want to kick things off? How often should people do strength training?
Yeah. In all reality, you know, 2 to 3 times a week is plenty.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times we're going to see people that are, you got to go 5 days a week, got to go Monday through Friday, even on the weekends, go hard. In all reality, 2 to 3 times a week is wonderful. Even if it's once a week, it's still better than doing nothing at all during the week.
Yeah. And I remind guests often when I'm discussing strength training with them is, even if you do it within a 2 week period of time, you do it one time, you will still maintain your strength as long as you're doing full body routines. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mitchell, we've got a lot of folks who are still working out at home, maybe a bit fearful of going to a group class at this time, getting outside, getting out of their element still with the pandemic going on. What would be 3 things, like if you could tell our listeners, what should they have at home that could help them start a strength training routine?
Yeah, I think the first and foremost would be a set of dumbbells.
Yeah.
And if you can, get the versatile ones that, you know, click into place where you can go anywhere from like 5 to whatever it is, 90 pounds.
So you like the Bowflex versions.
Cool. Well, there's a couple versions out there. Bowflex ones are nice.
They are nice. Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
So basically, just so listeners can visualize this, you can change the weights and they don't take up a lot of space.
Right, exactly. For space efficiency purposes,
nice.
It's great. And then obviously with dumbbells, you can do literally any movement under the sun. So that'd be number one for sure. 2 and 3, you can totally debate, I'd say. I think a TRX.
Let's debate.
I like TRX.
I think a TRX suspension trainer would be a good second.
That'd be in my top 3.
Yeah.
Have you seen all the moves we're doing on these TRXs now, Lindsay? With Sarah and Mitchell and Maddie up
there? No, I should join.
Oh, man. They get your biceps and tris going.
The cool thing about the TRX is it's a lot of body weight.
100.
Yeah. Exactly. Just got gravity working on you.
Yeah.
It's great.
I think it allows people who do have mobility issues too, to stay in a better position.
100.
Gives them a little bit more support to help with that balance factor, and super easy to rig this up at home.
Yeah. It's a couple. I mean, we do it. We have around the rig here. You can hook it into a wall, but they have the one that goes over the door frame as well. So a lot of options.
If you want to get fancy, you could always put in a rig in your house as well.
Yeah. I was going to say, does that count?
That would be
just
dope.
Like a power rack?
How cool would that be?
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
Mitchell's dream home one day.
Yeah.
All right. What's number 3?
My third one, I'd say a step up box.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I was thinking that. Yeah. I was hoping you were going
to
say that.
We actually convinced him of this prior to getting on the episode today. Yeah. We shamed him into deciding on the step up box.
What was your other option?
Yeah. Let's
hear
it.
Well, I thought, you know, maybe like an incline bench. So you can go flat and incline. There's a lot of stuff
Lindsay,
you can do with that.
Female perspective. Do we need an incline bench?
Well,
Say yes.
I do think it's something nice to sit on.
All right.
Well, that's the thing. So a lot of if you're at home, you gotta sit on like your kitchen table.
Yeah, every now and then chair, you just want to sit. You know.
All right. All right.
And then it goes incline and go some go decline.
You know what?
The only thing with a bench is that it's hard to do step up stuff on. Like it's a little too wobbly to do the step up stuff.
Yeah, and people's knees collapse. I was actually watching this video on Facebook of a fitness trainer and she was stepping up on a bench.
What do you mean knees collapse?
Collapse. So they step up on a bench that's a little unstable surface, so the knees dive in. And I definitely recommend a hard surface step up box or use a step in your house is another way of going about it.
There are hard benches that turn into step ups.
Okay.
That you can drop.
What?
Oh, okay. All right. I think we solved this. Yeah. Lindsay, what would be one other piece of equipment that you would want at home?
A kettlebell.
Kettlebell. Yeah. She uses a kettlebell, you know, on our wet bar, which we have a house where the wet bar is totally unnecessary. She keeps the kettlebell there for the morning time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a classic, just workout in the living room.
Yeah.
Thrusters.
It's pretty legit.
Rows, that works.
Yep. Yep.
Lunges.
All right. So we're getting there. A few final tips. So how and let's go to you on this, Lindsay, first, since you're designing these home routines. How would you design just a simple home strength training routine?
I love myself a good old EMOM.
EMOM. Okay.
Yeah.
So EMOM stands for Mitchell.
Every minute on the minute.
Probably the number one question we get at SkyTerra.
Yeah. And so let's say you've got 12 minutes.
Yep.
Then I might do minute one, it are like goblet squats. So basically front squats holding, you know,
dumbbell or kettlebell.
My good old kettlebell. Yep. And then minute two might be push-ups.
Okay.
And then I just alternate it until I'm done with my 12 minutes. And so I might do like 10 to 12 squats and then 10 to 12 push-ups.
Yep.
And just kind of call it a day.
And folks could modify this from a countertop or go from their knees on the push-ups, making sure to keep the elbows in.
Yeah. Now that's, I also like to complement just with some sort of squat every week.
Okay. Is that for functionality or you just like squats?
Functionality. I mean, I would like to continue to get up and off the ground the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And be able to do that also with Mia. And I feel like squats are a really important component.
How do you feel about squats, Mitchell?
Love them.
Okay. Yeah. Fitness director conferred. Mitchell, how about for you? What would be an example of a simple strength training routine at home?
Yeah. So if you're thinking you're going to work out at home 2 or 3 times a week, definitely stick in full body.
Okay.
Pick, you know, 1 to 2 movements, 2 upper body movements, 2 lower body movements, maybe 2 core movements.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh,
nice little full body. You can go EMOM style.
Yeah.
You can go more sets and reps based. Kind of whatever you're feeling. There's a bunch of ways you can spice it up.
Yeah. And totally for listeners at home, we have this website. It's called skyterrahome.com. You can go there. We've got some EMOMs that are live there. We've got some lean, some different classes you can do from your very own living room. And you can think of Lindsay with her kettlebell that's on the wet bar.
Yep.
Yep. Great. So what would be like some, if someone doesn't have access to equipment, Mitchell, is there something they can do to still build some strength over time at home?
Yeah. I mean, body weight is always going to be there.
Okay.
And there's, like I said, there's a couple ways you can switch that up to create like a new stimulus in your body to see some change. So, you know, if with body weight, say you, Lindsay, for example, going into a body weight squat, maybe she just drops down, does 12, you know, at her own speed. You could slow it down. Think about like a 5 second down, hold at the bottom for a second, and then shoot up.
Yeah.
Okay. So your body's probably not used to that.
Yep.
And it might seem really slow to you at first, but your body could adapt and you might see some changes that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. The eccentric.
The eccentric. That's
right. Big words. Big words.
Eccentric.
That can be really tough to do on your own for sure, but it does build strength super quickly. And it also helps just grab more of the muscles as you're descending into the squat. Remember during our Facebook Lives when we shut our program down for a couple months? Super fun time. Just kidding. So grateful to be back open. But we did a whole water jug workout. I know jug isn't always the best word, but water gallon workout. Jug? Is jug okay?
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think you overthought that one.
Okay. Container. I think I was teaching a Primal Strong class once, and I used the word jug, and people giggled. Yeah. So yeah, you can get creative at home. Yeah. Body weight is your best bet. And just final words of wisdom from my perspective here is you got to create a positive feedback loop with strength training. So if we want to make it simple, I think a great way to start at home is to do like a benchmark. So spinning off of Mitchell's examples and Lindsay's examples, you could, you know, you got that kettlebell at home. You could do 50 squats with the kettlebell. Then you could do 40 push-ups. Then you could do 30 sit-ups. Then you could do 20 lunges. And then maybe, I don't know, 10 burpees. Does that sound good?
Ooh.
Not a fun workout, but this is called benchmarking. And yeah. A 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 is a significant amount of reps. So you do this on week one, and then as you do a couple days a week of strength training, I mean, it is remarkable what will happen in a 4-week period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we actually did that with our virtual program, and it was astonishing. They sped up through their benchmark, went a lot faster. It's just a great way of getting positivity from your strength versus just assuming you're building muscle. It'll be clear that if you go faster through a benchmark workout, you've obviously built some muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I say add something
go for
to
it.
This
yeah.
is one of the benefits I think from work coming to SkyTerra or working like with you two, like just strength professionals.
Oh,
would be
strength professionals. Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Might be the first time I've heard that.
That might be the next introduction of Mitchell when he
would
comes
be
on the podcast.
Quality movement. Like
yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing that irks me more than seeing wormy push-ups. And
wormy. But, spaghetti backs.
Well, but I get it because
they're building up strength.
Yeah, there's always a starting point, but quality over quantity for sure. So yeah, when you are starting, you know, be mindful of
how
the
you're
form.
Moving. Yeah. Yeah. It's not how much you move, it's how you move that matters the most.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. All right. Well, the only other thing that I'll add here is journal. Make sure you're scheduling these workouts. Plan, prepare, proceed. It's always the three P's. Think about it. If you're trying to start a habit, write in the days during the week when you're going to do your strength training. Mitchell, anything else to add before we wrap this up?
No, I think you hit it around the head. I think we got a nice full circle here of everything. I'm happy with it all.
All right. Our strength professionals said we are good for our podcast today. So let me just do a quick recap here, and then Lindsay, you can close us out because you're so good at it. I remember from our weight loss series, you're awesome, okay?
Thank you.
So here's what we covered today, guys. Quick recap. Strength training's been hard. Pandemic has gotten in the way. You can't go to classes as much. It's confusing. It can be intimidating, and it requires some accountability, having others around you to make it a little bit easier. So acknowledge that it is hard. Second, strength training is important. You heard the stories in the beginning, the short-term impact, and then the long-term impact. Absolutely amazing what strength training can do for your life, not just physiologically and hormonally, but just the biggest thing that I think we hit on hard was how it's going to improve your daily living. It's going to improve how you go about your life. And lastly, make it simple. We've given you some quick thoughts on how to make this simple. You got Lindsay's living room workout example. You've got Mitchell, fitness professional, strength professional, sorry.
Yeah.
You got his rundown of two upper body, two lower body, and two core. And then also, remember, SkyTerra at home is your resource. How'd I do? Feeling good on the wrap up?
Yeah, yeah, feeling good.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us here today. And Mitchell, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Jeff.
Lindsay, it's also been a pleasure, too.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. All right, the Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill, who's also an awesome strength pro. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.